Angus Crichton from the Sydney Roosters, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks
good?
For having me.
You good? We've got 26 rounds of footy coming up, and then some, probably for you Roosters. But I don't want to talk about footy, because that's all you're going to be talking about for a little while now. Let's talk about other things. What else is going on with you?
Mate, it's just been tough training at the minute, getting ready for a big year, but at the moment it's pretty much just head down and work hard.
How is Angus switching off from football?
I do a number of things. I'm a bit of a freak.
Yeah, talk to me.
During COVID, I got a keyboard.
Like piano keyboard?
Yeah, learn a bit of keyboard.
Really? What can we play?
Talk Is Cheap, Chet Faker.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's my go-to song.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, all of this is screaming single bloke looking to impress women.
No, not at all.
No?
I'm just impressing myself.
Because I remember when I said, I'm going to learn guitar. I tried to learn like two songs that I could impress.
Yeah, well, my roommate, he actually wanted to learn guitar, so he bought a ukulele.
Yeah.
And so I can play some songs on the ukulele as well. Ooh. But then obviously with my finger, I can't really transfer to guitar. So that's why I got the piano and I'm like, all right, I'll have a crack at this. But ukulele, I can play, what's the song?
Jack Johnson.
No, I can play Riptide, Vance Joy.
Good.
What's the Elvis one?
Wise Men Say.
Yeah.
Fools Rush In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't Help Falling In Love
That's
With You.
That's the one. There we go. Yep.
It's a good track.
All right. So a bit musical in the COVID lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Did a bit of painting as well.
Purposeful painting or just you're not painting the shed?
Purposeful, yeah.
Oh, right.
Canvas and...
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's good.
What sort of stuff?
Just expression,
like you're sitting with a bowl of fruit, or
no,
you
I did like one of the ocean, did one of a few people, painted one for my roommate that moved out with all of us in it.
Now, bear in mind, I know I'm on the radio, I don't earn a lot of money.
Mm.
How much is it going to cost me for an Angus Crichton original?
I don't know. Depends what you're chasing, man. I've got a few people have lined up. I haven't touched the paints for a long time now. It's been dead set since last year. I've got a big unfinished one sitting in my living room that I need to go around to. So,
I'm talking a canvas. You give me a.
The one that I'm doing at the minute is probably as big as that TV, but I haven't touched it since. Yeah, COVID.
Okay. I'm serious.
Well, now
about
I'm
this.
Out and about doing other things. You know, like you can go see your mates and like get dinner and go to the cafe.
Right. Okay. I'm excited. I'm not gonna let this go. I'm gonna be sliding into your DMs asking for a personalised Angus Crichton canvas at some point. Right, so we're painting, we're learning music. That all sounds, very sophisticated.
Yeah.
And then you put that thing on your face.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you've trimmed it.
Yeah.
First of all, because I spoke to Damien Cook about this.
Yeah.
And you are getting in on Cookie's territory. With
of course.
With the facial
hair. I'm the first to admit that he's a trailblazer.
Yes.
I'm not trying to claim anything. Yeah. I copied one of my other mates. His name's Sione Tuipulotu. Plays rugby over in Japan. He's just signed with Glasgow Warriors, and he's been running the goatee for as long as I've known him.
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah. Right. Now, is the hair going to stay as is at the moment?
Yeah, hair's growing.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You know who you're starting to look a little bit like? The king in Shrek.
I've heard Lord Farquaad.
There you go.
I've heard lots of things.
Yeah. Far more well built, obviously. You got Shrek's build with Lord Farquaad's head.
Hey, I'll take whatever you guys want to give me.
Yeah, great. Let's talk some footy because you're by far, of all the people we've spoken to, balance off field. It's great to see. You've got lots going on. Let's talk footy. How's your skipper? How's Boyd?
Yeah, really good. Caught up with him last week and he's looking to come back in and start training. I think in the next couple of months, I'm not sure the exact return date, but super keen to get back into footy.
Right. Joseph Suaalii, rumours going around that he's actually 24 years of age.
He looks it.
It's ridiculous.
He's very well built for a 17-year-old.
And well-spoken.
Oh, really? And just a good kid. Really, yeah. Really good guy.
How have you found that? You're a guy who... At that same age, you were being billed for big things. Have you spoken to Joseph about expectation and all that and what is required to transition from being, a very highly touted young kid to a professional footballer?
Not really. I think he's sort of got it under control. Obviously, it's bloody intense what he's going through.
Yeah.
The media are chirping up a lot and
That can be
tough, but I think he's done a really good job, and he's kept a cool head, and he's answering his questions all very well, and he hasn't let it get to his head, which is the most important thing. So he's a really quality young lad.
Where's he going to play?
I don't know. You have to ask coach.
You've got some, like, I mean, you're not exactly skinny at the back.
No. Have you got, Trent's number? Give Trent a call.
I don't think Trent... Actually, Trent lives near me. I've seen him walking. Maybe. I'm too scared to approach.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Robbo, he's so...
I think that's a Trent question, not a Gus question.
But see, that's why I ask you, because, you know, you might let something slip.
I know, but I'm not going to do it.
Righto. Okay. So, are you excited about playing hooker this year?
Yeah, yeah. Keen. Yeah.
Keen. How does Friendy feel about it?
Yeah, he's keen. He's actually keen for a break.
Righto, Roosters, I mean... Along with the Storm, the most dominant team of the last decade. Give me a smoky. Give me another team in the competition we're not hearing enough about that you think.
Is there other teams in the comp?
No. That is the Roosters' attitude that makes you so lovable. Is there someone who you think could make a jump this year that maybe didn't play finals last year?
I don't know, man.
You really have been focused on your music, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's no right
or wrong answers. I'm sure there'll definitely be some people that'll stick their hands up. I think every team's always looking good, and every team's got great talent. So. Yeah.
The Morris brothers. Do they get special parking spots out the front? I mean, they are what, 42 now?
Yeah, going on 35. I think the boys are.
It's amazing the form that they were in last year.
Mm. Yeah, it's incredible. I think they work so hard off the field, though. So when you see the way that they train and how they put in, and yeah, they're still training as if they were 18 years old. Obviously, they get a few carrots here and there because they're ancient. But yeah, the way they put out on the training park is, yeah, they hold themselves to high standards, and it transfers onto the field.
Luke Keary, I mean, Kyle Flanagan's moved to the Bulldogs in the off-season, much talked about. Is Luke... My understanding, he's going to play in the 7 this year.
I think that's like another Trent question. Yeah.
I knew as soon as I said it.
I think it's another Trent question.
I thought
he'll definitely be in the halves.
Yeah, good. All right,
he'll definitely be in the halves.
Right, another Trent question. Okay. What? Talk to me about Luke Keary and, in the preseason, his leadership on the field. Because we can both agree, this is not a Trent question, we can both agree that he will be the senior halves player.
Yeah, for sure. Year. He's one of our leaders in our team. The way that he trains and the way that he steers the ship and leads our team around is crucial to us.
Yep.
So we need to have Kez playing his best footy for us to, I guess, get a good role on.
I would ask you who's going to be playing alongside of him, but I feel like that's a Trent question.
Yeah.
does Luke ever ask you to call him Clive?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Just thought the medal might have gone to his head from a couple of years ago.
No. Yeah.
Give me a name. Give me someone within the Roosters team that you think is flying in the off-season, has had a fantastic preseason, is ready to just fly out of the blocks round one.
Who's been impressive? I'm pretty keen to see Satili go hard.
Yep.
Stepped up into a starting spot, obviously, with Boydo.
Yep.
Absent for the first bit of the season, so really keen to see Satili go to work and put a big stamp on the start of the year.
Yep.
Everyone's been training the house down, especially a lot of the young dudes, the guys that you saw trial really well. You know who's been training really hard is Daniel Tupou.
Jumping over small buildings?
Yeah, just
buildings.
Like running through people and sort of stuff I haven't seen him do at training in the last couple of years. I think he could get even better than he already is. So
which is a scary proposition.
Could be a big year for Tupi.
I love that. All right, Angus Crichton, I'm going to be in your DMs as soon as you walk out the door about that personalised piece.
No worries.
But thank you for your time. Best luck for the season.
Thanks, mate.